you are at the peak of consciousness, you can celebrate, you are celebrating. But how can the ordinary person share with you in celebration? Nobody is ordinary. Who told you that you are ordinary? From where you got the notion of being ordinary? Everybody is extraordinary. This is how it should be. God never creates ordinary persons. How can God create ordinary persons? Everybody is special, extraordinary. But remember, don't feed your ego out of it. It is nothing on your part that you are extraordinary, it is on the part of God. You come out of the total. You remain in the total rooted. You dissolve back into the total. And the total is extraordinary, incomparable. You are also incomparable. But all the religions, the so-called religions, have tried to make you feel ordinary. This is the trick to provoke your ego. Try to understand this. The moment somebody says you are ordinary, he creates a desire in you to become extraordinary. Because you start feeling inferior. You have to be peaks of egos. Only then life seems significant. Life is significant, and there is no purpose in it. It is a purposeless significance, like a song or a dance, like a flower. For no purpose at all, but flowering. For nobody in special, but flowering. Even if nobody passes by the road, the flower will flower. The fragrance will be spread into the winds. Even if nobody comes to smell it ever, that is irrelevant. The very flowering is the significance, not for any purpose. But you have been taught that you are ordinary. Become great poets, become great painters, become great leaders of men, great politicians, become great saints. As you are, all the religions condemn you. You are nothing, a worm on the earth. Become something. Prove something that you are before God, as if you have to prove your mettle. But I tell you that this is absolutely absurd. And these religions have been talking irreligion. There is no need for you to prove. The very phenomena that God has produced you is enough. You are accepted. The God mothered you, it is enough. What more you can prove? You need not be great painters. You need not be great leaders. You need not be great saints. There is no need to be great, because you are already great. This is my emphasis. You are already that which you ought to be. You may not have realized it, that I know. You may not have encountered your own reality, that I know. You may not have looked within yourself and seen the emperor within, that I know. You may be thinking you are a beggar, and trying to be an emperor. But as I see you, you are already the emperor. There is no need to postpone celebration. Immediately, right this moment, you can celebrate. Nothing else is needed. To celebrate, life is needed, and life you have. To celebrate, being is needed, and being you have. To celebrate, trees and birds and stars are needed, and they are there. What else you need? Unless you are crowned and caged in a golden palace, then you will celebrate. In fact, then it will be more impossible. Have you ever seen any emperor laughing and dancing and singing on the street? No, he is caged, imprisoned. Manners, etiquette, be ordinary. Nothing is wrong in ordinariness. Because in your very ordinariness, you are extraordinary. Don't bother about conditions when you will celebrate. If you bother about to fulfill certain conditions, then you will celebrate. You will never celebrate. You will die a beggar. Why not right now? What you are lacking? And this is my observation. If you can start right now, suddenly the energy is flowing. And the more you dance, the more it is flowing, the more capable you become. The ego needs conditions to be fulfilled, not life. Birds can sing and dance. Ordinary birds. Have you seen any extraordinary bird singing and dancing? Do they ask that first they have to be a Ravi Shankar or Yehudi Menuhin? First they have to be great singers and go to colleges of music and learn, and then they will. They simply dance and they simply sing. No training is needed. Man is born with the capacity to celebrate. When even birds can celebrate, why not you? But you put unnecessary barriers. You create a hurdle race. There are no barriers, you put them. And then you say, unless we cross them and jump them, how can we dance? You stand against yourself. You stand divided against yourself. You are an enemy to yourself. And all the preachers in the world, they go on saying you are ordinary. How can you dare to celebrate? Wait, first be a Buddha. First be a Jesus, a Muhammad, and then. But just the opposite is the case. If you can dance, you are already the Buddha. If you can celebrate, you are already Muhammad. If you can be blissful, you are Jesus. The otherwise is not true. The otherwise is a false logic. They say first be a Buddha, then you can celebrate. But how you will be a Buddha without celebrating? I say to you, celebrate. forget all Buddhas. And in your very celebration, you will find you have become a Buddha yourself. Remember this, that the teachings of the awakened ones, all the awakened ones and all their teachings can be summarized into a simple sentence. And that sentence is that you are already that which you can be. You may take many lives to realize this, that is for you. But if you are alleged, not even a single moment is to be lost. Thou art that Tattvamasi Svetketu. You are already that. There is no need to become. Becoming and the very effort to become something is illusory. You are not to become. But preachers tell you are ordinary, they create a desire in you to become extraordinary. They make you feel inferior and create a desire to become superior. They create inferiority complex and then you are in their grip. Then they teach you how to become superior. First they condemn you, create a guilt within you, and then they show you the path, how to be virtuous. You will be really in difficulty with me, because your mind would like the same, because that gives you time, and I don't give you time. I say you are already the case. Everything is ready. Start the feast. Celebrate it. Your mind says, but I have to get ready. A little time is needed. That's why in this postponement, preachers come in. Through this gap, they enter into your being and destroy you. They say, yes, time is needed. How can you be right now celebrating? Prepare. Train yourself. Many things have to be discarded. Many things have to be improved. You need a long training and discipline. It may take many lives, and only then you will be able to celebrate. How can you celebrate right now? And they appear appealing to you, because then you can relax and you can say, okay, so it is a long question. Right now is not the problem. We can go on doing whatsoever we are doing. Someday in the future, a golden tomorrow, a rainbow-like thing, when it is achieved, you will dance. Meanwhile, you can be miserable. Meanwhile, you can allow yourself to be miserable. Meanwhile, you can enjoy self-torture. It is up to you. If you decide, no need to create so much philosophy around it. You can simply say, I enjoy misery. This is really surprising. That nobody ever asks, how can I be miserable right now? A discipline is needed. Training is needed. I will go to Patanjali's and ask great masters, and then I will learn how to be miserable. It seems to be miserable need not any training. You are born to be miserable. But then why bliss needs training? Both are two aspects of the same coin. If you can be miserable without training, you can be blissful without training. Be natural, loose, and just feel things. And don't wait, start. Even if you feel you don't know the right steps, start dancing. I am not saying that dancing is going to be your art. For art, training may be needed. I am saying simply that dancing is just an attitude. Even not knowing the right steps, you can dance. And if you can dance, who bothers about the right steps? Dancing in itself is enough. It is the overflowing of your energy. If it becomes an art by itself, it's okay. If it doesn't become, it's okay. In itself, it is enough, more than enough. Nothing else is needed. So don't say to me that you are at the peak of consciousness and where you are. What do you think where you are? Your valley is in your dreams. Your darkness is because you remain with closed eyes. Otherwise, you are there where I am. It is not that you are in the valley and I am at the peak. I am at the peak and you are also at the peak, but you dream about the valley. I also live in Pune, you also live in Pune. But when you fall asleep, you start dreaming about London and New York and Calcutta. And you visit thousands of places. I don't go anywhere. In my sleep also, I am in Pune. You go wandering. You are at the same peak where I am. Just you remain with closed eyes and you say it is too dark. And I talk about light, and you say you must be somewhere else on a high peak. We are ordinary people living in darkness, and I see you are sitting with closed eyes on the same peak. You have to be beaten out of your sleep, shocked. And then you will see the valley never existed. Darkness was not there, only eyes were closed. Be alert. And if you want to be alert, celebration will be very, very helpful. When I say celebrate, what do I mean? I mean whatsoever you do, don't do it as a duty. Do it as your love. Don't do it as a burden. Do it as a celebration. You can eat as if it is a duty. Long face, dull, dead, insensitive. You can throw food inside without ever tasting, without ever feeling for it. It is life. You live through it. Don't be so insensitive to it. Indians have said, Annam Brahm, food is Brahm. This is celebration. You are eating Brahm. You are eating God through food. Because only God exists. When you are taking a shower, it is God showering. Because only God exists. You have gone for a morning walk, it is God on a morning walk. And the breeze is also God. And the trees are also God. Everything is so divine. How can you be a long face, dead and dull, moving in life as if you are carrying a burden? When I say celebrate, I mean become more and more sensitive with everything. Dance should not be a part in life. The whole life should become a dance. It should be a dance. You can go for a walk and dancing. Allow life to enter in you. Become more open and vulnerable. Feel more. Sense more. Small things filled with such wonders are lying all around. Watch a small child. Leave him in the garden and just watch. That should be your way also. So wonderful, wonder-filled, running to this butterfly to catch, running to catch that flower, playing with mud, rolling in the sand. From everywhere, the divine is touching the child. If you can live in wonder, you will be capable of celebration. Don't live in knowledge, live in wonder. You don't know anything. Life is surprising everywhere. It is a continuous surprise. Live it as a surprise, unpredictable phenomena, every moment new. Just try, give it a try. You will not lose anything if you give it a try. You may gain everything. But you have become addicted to misery. You cling to your misery as if it is something very precious. Look at your own clinging. Have you ever observed that if somebody is in misery, you show sympathy? You feel much love. It is not the right kind of love, but you show sympathy. But if somebody is happy, celebrating, blissful, you feel jealous. You feel bad. It is very difficult to sympathize with a happy man. It is very difficult to feel good for a happy man. You feel good when somebody is unhappy. At least you can think you are not so much unhappy. And you have an upper hand. You show sympathy. A child is born. The child starts learning things. Sooner or later he discovers that whenever he is unhappy, he attracts the attention of the whole family. He becomes the center. And everybody feels sympathy for him. And everybody feels love for him. And whenever he is happy and healthy and everything is good, nobody bothers about him. Mother is cooking food. And the child goes on asking questions and goes on jumping and sees cross. I know there are problems. The mother has to cook food. But child should be the first preference. Because child is going to be the whole world. Because the child is going to be the tomorrow. And the child is going to be the coming humanity. He should be the first, the priority should be his. You are forcing him to enter into your sad, miserable attitude of life. He could have grown as a child. He could have kept the quality, the quality of wonder, surprise, and the quality to be here and now, in the moment. This I call the real revolution. No other revolution is going to help man. French or Russian or Chinese, no revolution is going to help men. They have not helped, because basically the same pattern between the parents and the child continues, and there is the cause. You can create a communist world, it will not be much different from the capitalist world. Only on the surface, labels will be different. You can create a socialist world, you can create a Gandhian world, it will not be different. Because the basic revolution is between the mother, the father and the child. Somewhere between the parents and the child is the link. And if that link is not changed, the world will go on moving in the same rut. When I say this, I don't mean that I am giving you an excuse to be miserable. I am simply giving you the explanation so that you can become aware. So don't try to say in your mind now, what can be done? I am already 40 or 50 or 60, parents are dead, and even if they were alive, you cannot undo the past. It has happened. So I have to live as I am. No. If you understand the thing, you can simply drop out of it. There is no need to cling to it. This is the revolution. To make everybody like a small child. The body may grow, but the quality of consciousness should remain innocent, virgin like a child. You are already where you need to be. You are already in that space which you are seeking. Just make a little effort to come out of your clinging with misery. Don't invest in misery. Invest in celebration. And you take one step towards life, and life takes 1,000 towards you. Just take one step out of your clinging with misery. The mind will go on pulling you backwards. You just be indifferent to the mind and tell to the mind, wait, I have lived enough with you. Now let me live without mind. That's what a child is, living without mind, or living with no mind.